Before we begin, I'd like to say a special thank you to the help we had, Kathy Moton, as our narrator, the youth helping us out today. It looks good with you guys up front here. And especially all the work the choir and Peggy has put into this.
Let there be light. And the shadows of a lowly stable felt the warmth of a new star. Let there be light, and simple shepherds woke to angel glow and brilliant beams of glory. Let there be light, and seeker kings gratefully knelt in manger dust to warm their hearts at the embers of a holy fire. The light of the world had come, and the people who had walked in darkness began to see the glory of the Lord revealed in the shining eyes of a child named Jesus. Soon his light would pour from a Bethlehem cave and disperse the shadows of illness, hatred, and sin. It would burn in the hearts of faithful followers and reflect in the lives of all those who looked upon his brilliant countenance. Even the darkness of death would surrender as Christ's light burst from a sealed tomb in a thousand beams of radiant life bathing the world in glorious grace. And now, from this one perfect flame, we light our candles of hope and carry them into the shadows of our own time. With carols of faith burning in our souls, we sing the ancient star songs. We share the everlasting story, and with amazing joy, we declare to the darkness once again, let there be light. In darkness, be free, and the rising sun will come to them from heaven to guide their feet in the path of peace. The wolf will lie down with the lamb, and a little child will lead them.
Thank you.
came to pass that the people cried out, "We look for light, but darkness surrounds us, and we walk in deep shadows." When God heard their cry, he sent the prophet Isaiah with this promise, "In the day of salvation, I will help you. The people walking in darkness will see a great light, and on those living in the shadows, morning will dawn. I promise to do these things, for I will not forsake you."
Oh,
who walk in darkness, who have no light, trust in the name of the Lord. Believe, for those who place their hope in him will not be disappointed. Wait quietly for the light of his salvation, for when he comes, darkness will turn to mourning and sorrow to joy. It was written that the Lord would send a messenger to bear witness to the coming light. That witness was named John. Hear his voice calling, "Prepare the way for the Lord, for the one true light. In him is life, and that life will be a light for all."
Soon the morning will bring the Messiah.
For God's promise to unfold, he brought a young girl and a simple carpenter to a tiny village of Bethlehem. In the obscure backdrop of a stable, heaven and earth were joined. The circumstances surrounding this miracle would mystify the logic of many.
Oh, my dear.
under the cover of night, in the silence of a sleeping town, the light of the world was born. No royal announcement preceded him. No throngs gathered to welcome him. In a moment of stillness, light shattered darkness without a sound.
It's silent.
In the nearby fields, watching over their flocks. Suddenly, The skies were filled with a blinding light. They were terrified, but an angel of the Lord appeared and gave comfort to them, saying, "Be not afraid, for I come to bring you news of great joy. Arise, for your light has come, and he shall be a savior to all people. You shall find him wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger." When the angel had left them, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem to see what has been told to us." When they found the child, they worshipped him and quickly spread the news of all they had seen and heard. Light appeared in the skies, a wondrous star, causing amazement to magi from the east. This star went ahead of them, and they followed it to Bethlehem. When it stopped over the place where the child was, they were filled with joy and fell on their knees in worship. To us a son is given. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has made his light shine in our hearts in the face of Christ. One who lights a candle puts it under a basket, but on a stand, that all may see. In the same way, let your light shine that others may see it. For once you were in darkness, but now you are in light. Go now in peace and live as children of light.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
How long is it going to go?